Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3333, and today's date is April 18th, 2024, and the title of the episode is "The D Party Will Cease to Exist Once It's All Exposed." Remember, this is an information war. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, every move they make is actually working against them, especially with Biden, because Biden has continually been campaigning, going back to 2020, that tariffs on China doesn't work. He's giving the tax incentives to the wealthy. Well, if that is true, why didn't he remove the tariffs? Why didn't he change the tax policy? Why did he leave it intact? Think about that for a second. And why, when he was in Pennsylvania, why did he say he was going to triple the tariffs on China when he was campaigning in 2020 saying that he's destroying America with these tariffs against China? Does that make any sense? Actually, what he's doing, he's proving that Trump's policies, his economic policies, worked. And everything that Trump said and everything that he did worked. So this whole thing is basically boomeranging on him right now. And he's having a very difficult time because the people are calling him out on it. The people are also calling him out on what's happening in the economy right now. I mean, the people, they see inflation. And remember, Biden was the one who pushed inflation up. Then he brought down his own inflation back to what? Not where it was, not where Trump had it. It's still too high. Actually, he admits he'll never get back to 2%. So when he talks about, oh, look, we brought down inflation. Well, that's because you brought inflation up. you actually didn't break it down to where Trump had it. So he's trying to blame and distract everyone by saying that, hey, you know why this is happening? It's junk fees. That's what people are concerned about. They're concerned about junk fees. No, the people are concerned with inflation. And you can see inflation very, very clearly. As soon as Biden took office, that's when inflation took off. Wall Street Silver on X put this out and said, inflation, number of months over 3%. So when you look at Trump, Trump kept inflation below 3%, way below 3%. Actually, if you go back right before Biden came into office, inflation was below 2%. As soon as Biden came in, we have had inflation over 3%. So he brought it up from below 2% all the way up to almost 9%. And now it's back down to 3.5%, 3.6%, 3.7%. So did he make anything better? No. Remove all that other stuff. He took what Trump had and we went from below 2% to 3.5%, 3.6%, 3.7%, whatever it is today. That tells you everything you need to know. And he's having a very difficult time convincing the American public because, once again, the public can see through it. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what he tries to tell the people. The people could see exactly what's going on. And his policies aren't working. Actually, they're working against him, not for him. Even when he tells people he brought down inflation, because people just go, well, yeah, you brought it up to 9. Now we're at 3.6. Can you bring it back to 2? Or under 2? No, I can't do that. Even the Fed is saying they won't be able to do that. And remember, inflation is cumulative. Cumulative over time. And this is what people are experiencing. It just doesn't go back to 1970 or 1980 or 1990 or 2019 prices. It's impossible, especially in this system. Now, we also see that housing affordability in the U.S., is horrible right now. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, since December 2021, housing affordability has declined by approximately 30%. This is officially the fastest drop in housing affordability on record. As mortgage rates are now back on the rise, the average 30-year mortgage rate is now 7.5%. This means that the monthly mortgage payment on a $500,000 house with 20% down is now $3,500 a month. The $3,500 a month figure also does not include property taxes, insurance, or maintenance. Home ownership is now a luxury. And this is exactly what the deep state has done, the central bank has done, the World Economic Forum has done. Because again, are they trying to help the American people or are they trying to destroy their way of life? Well, they're trying to destroy the people's way of life because they don't want people to have this life. Even though we're in a private what's the central bank system, they are now at the point where they're saying we want complete and utter control. And they're trying to force their new system on us. The problem is that the people are awake and the people see exactly what's going on. And the people aren't falling for it this time. Just like the people out in Pittsburgh, they're not falling for what Biden is saying. He's trying to convince everyone, don't worry, I'm going to help the steel workers because I'm going to place triple tariffs on China. But once again, he attacked Trump for placing tariffs on China. So back in 2019, he says it's really easy to be tough when somebody else absorbs the pain. And he's saying that Trump's tariffs are destroying the country, hurting the farmers. And now he's essentially admitting Trump was right by his actions. He's telling everyone, look, I'm going to place tariffs on China because what I said back then, well, that was a lie. And actually what Trump did, it actually worked. So I'm going to do it triple the amount of times that he did it. Now, is he actually really going to do it? Absolutely not, because a reporter asked him about that. And he said, and a reporter said, on the new steel tariffs, are you concerned they'll hurt your relationship with Xi Jinping? Biden said no. The reporter said, well, why? Biden gave an incredible answer. Don't jump. And then he shuffled away. I mean, is that a real answer? I mean, really think about it. This is the guy that supposedly is the resident. Because remember, he's only living in the White House. So once again, he can't even answer that question because he knows he's never, ever going to do this. This was political speak. And this is what the politicians do. They tell everyone, since he was in Pittsburgh, where they create steel and the industry is hurting right now, they tell everyone what they want to hear. And as soon as they get in office, what do? They don't do it. Trump said, listen, I'm going to place tariffs on China to bring back industry, and he actually did it. Then Biden went after him. The fake news went after him, but they never reversed it. They didn't remove his tax policies. Remember, he says, oh, he's giving all the taxes to the wealthy. Well, if that's the case, as soon as he removes it, everyone should see something incredible happen, right? Well, the reason why they're not removing it, because they know that that's not what he actually did. He lied, just like Biden is lying about the student cancellations. Now, he's telling everyone that he's canceling the student debt, and he's letting everyone know that, yes, I am getting rid of it. But what's very interesting, and this is coming from MarketWatch, by the way, that since Biden has canceled $153 billion in student debt, younger borrowers haven't felt it. So Savannah Drake might seem like the quintessential student loan borrower. She's 27, attended a large public college, Arizona State University, and is making the minimum payment on her roughly $80,000 in student loans in order to afford other bills like rent and groceries. And yet Drake hasn't benefited from any of the $153 billion in student debt cancellation the Biden administration has announced so far. Neither have many people like her. So is he just putting it out there that he's actually canceling it? Is he really canceling it? We actually don't really know. Or is he just using this for his elections, making people think that this is what he's doing, and the people are hoping that they're going to see a benefit? And once again, if you go back in time, we know that Biden lies over and over and over again. Actually, all these politicians, that's all they know how to do is lie. But once again, what are we seeing? We're seeing that everything that Trump did, it actually made the economy better. And everything that they said about him, they haven't reversed. And they're actually using what Trump did for the next election that is coming up. Really think about that for a second. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew exactly what was going to happen. They knew that they weren't going to reverse anything. They knew that the only way forward was to use Trump's policies, because again, they can't be using their own policies because their own policies don't work. People saw a very big difference when Trump was in the White House. People saw, wow, I have a lot more money in my wallet. I can see it because when I go to the gas pump, fuel prices are much, much lower. Inflation was much, much lower. Remember, there was still inflation, but it wasn't going up that quickly. So we still were trapped in the inflationary prices. But what Trump did, he made inflation go up very, very slowly, which means people got to keep more money in their pocket. But again, the damage that all the other presidents before him, it was already done. And Trump, what he really wanted to show the people, he wanted to show the people, look, I'm going to lower inflation. I'm going to lower fuel prices by making the country energy independent. I'm going to place tariffs on certain countries because I want you to see the difference. Because when you look at the Uniparty, people never saw the difference. Why? Because they were doing the same exact thing. They pretty much had the same exact agenda. So between the different presidents, you really didn't see anything. Trump needed everyone to see something very, very clearly. He needed everyone to see what his economy was like compared to the Uniparty's economy. And that's what people can see very, very clearly. And this is why when you look at the poll numbers right now, you could see the people, they understand that, wow, I can really see the difference. I understand it now. See, when Trump was in office, people realized, yes, they had more money in their pocket. They realized that the fuel prices were very low. Inflation wasn't going up. People had jobs. But you really couldn't see the difference until Biden came into office. And I do believe this was all part of the plan to bring the resident and have him live in the White House and allow him to reverse all the policies so the people could actually see the difference between the two economies. Now, remember, Trump was still playing in the private central bank illusionary economy, but he needed the people to see very, very clearly, look at the difference. Can you see it now? And if you don't see it now, wait until these individuals continually move us down this path where they're trying to actually bring us into the Great Reset, because they're going to make the economy a lot worse. And yes, in the very beginning, a lot of people saw, whoa, look at the fuel price. Oh, wow, look at the inflation. And people probably said, you know what? Don't worry about that. It's going to be okay. But as time goes on, as people are still experiencing it and people are losing jobs, people are starting to realize that it's not okay. Actually, the younger generation, they're coming in at the end of the private West Central Bank system, and they really realize there is a major problem in this economy. There is something wrong because people can't get ahead. And every time they try to get ahead, well, they can't. And they're starting to realize this, and they're starting to complain about the Federal Reserve. They're starting to complain about the Uniparty. They're starting to complain about their policies. And this is not going to work out too well as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see the economic system fall apart under Biden, under the Fed. And I do believe we're going to see something very, very big as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, because how do you show the people that what they're doing does not work? Even though they're telling you that everything is great, because that's what they've been telling everyone. Everything is fantastic. And yes, they're going to try to make it look like everything is incredible, because Biden is going to continually say the economy is great. And yes, he's going to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. He's going to release that onto the market. He's going to try to drive down the price, which he will. Inflation's going to dip a little bit. That's going to allow the Fed to do their one rate cut to make everyone believe that the economy's great. But right after that, I don't mean the next day or the next hour, after that, what's going to happen is everything's going to start to actually fall apart. And I do believe once everything really starts to fall apart, like the market, because that's what people are really looking at. Yes, people understand there's layoffs. People understand there's inflation. But when the market comes down, that's when everyone really freaks out, because the fake news and everyone else looks at the market. And when that comes down, when there is a correction, everything that Biden said, everything the Fed said goes out the window. It's almost like 2008, 2009, when Bernanke in 2009, January, around that time frame, when he said, we're not projecting any type of recession, everything's great. He said, everything's under control in the housing market, don't worry about it. And then as soon as the market came down in October, well, that's when everyone realized that the country was in major, major problems. That's when we entered a recession. Actually, we entered a recession way before that. But that's when people realized, oh, wait, are we in a recession? Why did the market come down like this? That's what gave the companies excuses to do mass layoffs. What do you think is going to happen this time around? Will there be any escape for the Biden administration? Will there be any escape for the Fed? Or even Janet Yellen, who's the head of the Treasury. No, there will be no escape. Because remember, soft landing, everything's okay. We cut the rate, and now we're in trouble. And what do you think is going to happen when Trump comes in? He's already telling you, vote for me, you're going to get deregulation. Vote for me, we're going to drill, baby, drill, baby, drill. Vote for me, we're going to turn this economy around very, very quickly. We're going to bring companies, manufacturing, and everything else back to this country. You think the people are going to go for it? Absolutely. And I do believe this is exactly where we're headed. And you can see that everything is going exactly as planned. And this is to wake the American people up, to make them understand that this central bank system does not work. And their policies do not work. The policies that work is getting rid of the central bank, going back to tariffs, and removing all these regulations, and making our country energy independent. And I think people, they understand that. They're getting it. And the people, they're going to be pushing back very, very hard against Biden if he's running for president, or if we have someone else that's going to replace him. The people are going to push back very, very hard against all of it. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, America's American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are doing what they do. And remember, this time around, it is now amplified so people can see it. What's happening in this country has been happening for a very, very long time. Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they needed to amplify this to wake the people up. So when people are going, oh my God, can you believe this is happening? Can you believe? Yes, because the people needed to see it. Remember, this is not a normal four-year election. Actually, forget about the four-year election. Because if it was just a normal four-year election, we have Republicans on one side, Democrats on the other side, you wouldn't be seeing any of this. You wouldn't be experiencing any of this. The only way people wake up and they actually get off their butt to do something, if they feel uncomfortable, if they're angry, that's when people react. If everything was fine and everything was going smoothly and everything, no one would do anything. No one would say anything. And this is not about Trump taking it back. It's about every single person in this country taking it back. That's why everyone needs to experience. Remember, this is war. It's an information war. So yes, you're going to have misinformation and disinformation on one side. You're going to have misinformation and disinformation on the other side. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're a lot better at it. So the things that you're seeing in Congress and you're saying, well, see, it's not working. I thought things were going to get better. Really? You thought things were going to get better with Biden in the White House. Oh, you thought things were going to get better because we had a couple people in the House and the rest is the swamp. You thought things were going to get better? How? Explain to me how it would get better if you have the swamp creatures everywhere. It won't. And that's the whole point. People need to see how bad it really is. And I'm going to show you that people are waking up to all of this. And they're starting to understand the Fed is no good. The Uniparty is no good. How dare you send more money out there? That's why this is happening. Because it's not business as usual. Oh, let's just elect someone. The election system is rigged. Trump has been telling you this since he came into office. It's all rigged. The system is rigged. The system is run by a criminal syndicate. So if anyone is sitting there going, oh, thank God we didn't get a $1.5 trillion budget. Thank God we got the $1 trillion budget. You really think that makes everything all right? Everything's better now? No, it doesn't. You're still playing in their system. You're still doing what they want you to do. You're still playing within what they created. Remember, this is a central bank system, and it's an open-ended credit card. The entire Congress, I'd say the majority, is completely and utterly corrupt. They brought in all the other corrupt individuals into D.C., and they're running the whole thing. Trump is showing you. The Patriots are showing you. Look at the corruption. What do you got to do when a system is so corrupt that it can no longer function and it doesn't work anymore? What happens to a business when the business can no longer function? The business has so much debt and the business is not operational. What do you do to the business? Do you say, hey, you know what? Let's cut the budget. Instead of $1 million we're going to spend $800,000. Do you think that makes it better? Do you think the business all of a sudden improves? No. You got to remove pretty much. Isn't that what default is? Remove everything. You need to start over. You need to wipe out the disease, the cancer. You need to get rid of it. What we're experiencing right now is the corruption, the criminal system. It's supposed to make you angry. It's supposed to make you scared. It's supposed to make you pissed off and make it feel like there's no hope. Because remember, who's coming to save you? Nobody. Nobody's coming to save you. It's up to the people to say enough is enough. And people are reaching that. Actually, when this is all said and done with everything that's going on, the D party, they're going to cease to exist once all this is exposed. And I know everyone's going, oh my God, look at Johnson. Look, he's pushing all these bills. Yes. Okay, let's say he doesn't send the money to Ukraine. Let's say he doesn't do any of this. The system is still the system. Nothing's changed. What, you're going to remove Johnson now and put in who? Another speaker? What do you think is going to change here? You're still playing in a corrupt system. So instead of saying, hey, why is he doing this? Look at really what's going on. He's placing everything on the D's. And I'm talking about Trump and the Patriots. They are going to be responsible for everything. Now, think about this. They're sending all the money to Ukraine. At this point, it makes no difference. They're telling us that this is going to help. This will probably help with the war. And what happens when the war gets worse? Who's to blame? Because remember, Nancy Pelosi was out there, Schumer was out there, all saying, this is fantastic. We're getting everything we want. They just took full responsibility for everything. Because remember where all this is leading. This is leading to war. And who's going to be blamed for it all? They are. You don't think the people are seeing it? You think the people are with Biden? Just go look at when Biden went to Pennsylvania. There was nobody there. Look what happened. Trump's in New York. He has a trial. He's being indicted over and over and over. Look at all the people that are coming out to see him. Actually, Joe Biden said the quiet part out loud. I can't believe when I go down the street, people are saying F Joe Biden and they're giving me the finger. And there's Trump signs all over the place. You see, when he gets out of D.C., what does he see? He sees reality. You see, these individuals, they understand. And I'm not talking about Biden. I'm talking about the others. They understand that they've lost the people. Trump has the people. And yes, Trump needs the people to wake up. The system that we're in today is a lie. The system doesn't work. This is not politics as usual. If you want politics as usual, just have the Uniparty. They will give you politics as usual. You can go back to your slumber. You can go back to sleep. But to change something, to show the people, you have to feel discomfort. You have to feel pain. Without the chaos, nobody does anything. Nobody fights for what they believe in. Think about it. If we didn't have it this way, we didn't have information, and you saw the deep state coming at you with weapons, and they have their illegals coming after you, breaking your windows, breaking your door down, Would you fight? Would you fight back? Yes, people would. Why? Because you feel discomfort. You feel this isn't right. Oh my God, I'm afraid. I don't want this to happen. You're not going to do this to me. The same thing's happening now, but it's being done in a different way. It's being done in a way where it makes people pissed off, angry, uncomfortable with information. Thank God it's not the other way, because we'd have bloodshed all over the place. And I do believe that this movement that we're seeing, it takes a long time. A counterinsurgency takes a long time. You just can't tell everyone, hey, by the way, this is the deep state system. No one would believe you. Just like when Trump came out with hydroxychloroquine. We'll be playing that in just a sec. When he told everyone, listen, just take hydroxychloroquine. It's a drug brought from heaven. It will stop all of this. Well, what happened? The deep state used what? Misinformation and disinformation to stop him from pushing a drug that would make the entire pandemic go away, because they didn't want that. So now I do believe Trump has the leverage. Trump is now using misinformation, disinformation against the deep state players. And he's trapping them in all this. That's what this is all about from the very, very beginning. It wasn't about, oh, let's make the country great again with this Congress. Let's make the country great again with all the criminals in Congress and all the swamp creatures. It's impossible to do. Think about a small little town. If you had the mafia in the town and the mafia, let's see, controlled all the politicians, and the politicians were on the take, they controlled the news, they controlled everyone, especially the people in the town. Can you make things better? How do you make it better? You remove the mafia. You remove the criminal organization. That's what Trump is doing. He's removing the criminal organization, but he can't do it alone. He needs the people to remove the criminal organization. And how can the people remove the criminal organization? They have to see the criminal organization. They have to get pissed off. They have to get angry. They have to say no more. This is ridiculous. That's what you're seeing right now. And I do believe the people are waking up, and we're going to be talking about that in just a sec, and you'll see how the people are starting to understand what the Fed is, what the Uniparty is, and what they're doing. But first, let's talk about the Oversight Committee right now, because they have written a letter to the special counsel letting them know that the White House is obstructing Biden's impeachment inquiry. Remember, the most transparent administration ever is obstructing the investigation. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, Representative James Comer is confronting the White House's pattern of obstruction of the House of Representatives' impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. In a letter to special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, Chairman Comer renews his request for the resident to provide information about his interactions with his son's foreign business associates and calls on the White House to permit the National Archives and Record Administration to release all records pursuant to the committee's multiple requests, including Air Force Two manifests, emails where Vice President Biden used an email alias to communicate with his son's business associates, and all drafts of the speech Vice President delivered to the Ukrainian Rada in 2015. Now, is it really shocking that they don't want to release this information? No, because this is what criminals do. They cover up their crimes. They don't want people to see this information because that would implicate them in a crime. So what they do is they obstruct. They shut it all down. This is what a criminal syndicate does, and you could see it. It's happening with the DOJ. It's happening with the FBI. It's happening all over the place. And you could see that the people now are really waking up because they're starting to realize that open borders, it's a complete and utter disaster. And every day that passes, people are getting pissed off because these people that are coming into the country, actually, they're not even coming into the country. The Biden administration is airlifting them into the country and moving them around the country, saying that, hey, we'll pay for everything. So what's happening out in New York City, and you could see the council members, they're getting a little angry at all these individuals. The illegals came in and they're complaining about the free taxpayer-funded food and housing that is provided to them. So more than 1,300 illegal aliens from Africa swarmed New York City Hall, and they are pissed off right now. Wait a minute, you came into this country illegally, or brought into this country illegally. You're getting free food and free housing, and you're complaining? Well, if you're complaining, go back to your own country. Actually, you should be going back to your own country because you're here illegally. And why should every American pay for this? This is not a socialist country. If you want a socialist country, go back to your own country. But what's very interesting, and Ann Wokin has put this out, New York City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, she torched the illegals who came to complain about the city's accommodations. She said, more. How much more are we supposed to do for you? I have to ask you all, what motivated you to come here thinking the streets are paved in gold? They are not. So you could see the people, they've had it. And as these people keep pushing and pushing and using all the resources, what do you think is going to happen? The people are going to get angry. They're going to feel uncomfortable. They're going to get pissed off. And they're going to push back against the Biden administration. That's what this is all about. This is why this has to be done this way. Trump, he let everyone know from the very beginning, this is what you can expect when Biden gets in the White House. He told everyone. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. But did anyone really listen? Did you really believe that this was going to happen? No, most people didn't. And those D's definitely didn't. So what did he have to do? He needed to show everyone. Show everyone, look, you want to see their agenda? Here it is. What do you think of it? Do you want it or don't you? Because it's just going to get worse as time goes on. And think about what the Senate just did, the D's. The D's just canceled the impeachment. They just broke like 200 plus years of history right there. And they decided, you know something? We're not even going to look at it. So you know what they just did? They just trapped themselves. Oh yeah, they trapped themselves. And I do believe Stephen Miller pretty much says it all. Every Senate Democrat is now an accomplice to the invasion and an accessory to every monstrous crime being committed by the illegals Mayorkas is setting free. And he's absolutely right. And the people, they understand this. They are with Trump. They are with the Patriots. Even the D's. How do we know this? Well, let's just look at Rasmussen reports. They did a poll. These are only Democrats here. 82% say important now to secure our borders. 62% want more border wall construction. 60% say border situation is a crisis. 55% see border situation as an invasion. 54% say fix America before sending dollars to Ukraine. This is only Democrats. Yes, the Republican numbers are much higher. Even the independent numbers are much higher. These are Democrats right here. That tells you everything you need to know. So what the Senate just did, the D's in the Senate, they just screwed themselves big time. And you know what else they just did? Think about what Stephen Miller just said. Let me read it again, because I'm going to read the next thing after this. Every Senate Democrat is now an accomplice to the invasion and an accessory to every monstrous crime being committed by the illegals Mayorkas is setting free. Remember Lake and Riley? Joe Biden couldn't even say the name. He didn't even visit the parents. Trump did. Lake and Riley was killed by an illegal. And you know what just happened? Homeland Security released the illegal immigrant accused of killing Lake and Riley into the U.S. because it lacked the detention space, according to his confidential immigration file. Senator Josh Hawley read key parts of the file into the record at the Senate hearing. And the man charged was released. And who released him? Mayorkas. Power of parole, which is supposed to be used in limited cases and only when there is an urgent humanitarian need or a significant benefit to the public. Hawley said, well, this doesn't meet any of these things. And you just released him. So a killer is on the loose again. What do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to settle down with a family and get a job? Or do you think he's going to kill again? Do you think the percentages of people saying enough is enough? Do you think this makes people uncomfortable? Do you think this makes people pissed off? Who are they pointing the finger at? Is it the Republicans? Or are they pointing it at the Uniparty? Because that's who's really responsible for all this. And are they pointing the finger at the D Party, who's really responsible for this? Yeah, that's what's happening right now. So yes, this is all about exposing the system. And the only way to do this is to show the people the truth. Show them. Not talk about it. Not use words. Not listen to the fake news. Not listen to Mayorkas. Not listen to Biden. Let people see it with their own two eyes. Let people live it every single day. And when people are living it every single day and it's getting worse and worse and worse, what do you think happens? The people say enough is enough. That is what we're seeing right now. People have had it. And it's going to get worse. And if people think it's going to get better right now, it's not. It's going to get worse because people need to be woken up. And I don't mean woke in the sense that, oh, you're woke. People need to be slapped out of their sleep. People need to see it first. And even the D's who just don't want to believe, I can't believe it. Well, you know what? That happens a lot of times when, you know, they're bringing people to be exterminated. When people say, I can't believe this is happening. Well, people are going to believe it. People are going to see it. They're going to understand it. Because every day that passes, it's going to get worse. And yes, it's going to get scary until the presidential election. I do believe this is part of Trump's plan. I do believe this is part of the plan to wake people up. I mean, think about what's happening with Speaker Johnson. And think about what's happening with this disastrous bill. And we know it's a disastrous bill. Even if the bill wasn't passed and it wasn't, you know, $5 trillion or $10 trillion or $15 trillion. Let's say it was $3 trillion. Is that better? I mean, really think about it. Remember, it's still a criminal syndicate. Nothing's changed. It's not going to change. So why not use it against them? And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are doing. But think about it. Think about what just happened right now with this bill. Representative Paul Gosar put this out and said, I'm poring through the pages of the three supplemental funding bills. Don't buy what they're selling. Came across this on page 11. International disaster assistance, $5.6 billion to remain available until extended to address humanitarian needs, migration, and refugee assistance. $3.4 billion for a total of $9 billion going to humanitarian needs in Gaza. Translation, $9 billion to Hamas to redirect those funds for more terrorist activities in the region. Representative Andrew Clyde put this out. The Uniparties, and that's the key word, the Uniparties America last bill gives $300 million to Ukraine State Border Guard Service while our nation is being invaded by millions of illegals. Indefensible. So when you see this, does this make you pissed off? Does it make people pissed off? Because remember, while they're seeing this, they're watching the economy completely and utterly fall apart. People are losing their jobs, they're seeing inflation, and they're seeing all this money go outside of the United States. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, she did something very interesting. She decided to add amendments and little riders to this and saying, listen, okay, we're going to divert this money to Hawaii to help with the fires. We're going to divert this to Ohio and to East Palestine. We're going to put another little rider in there that says anyone that wants to send money to Ukraine, you need to go to Ukraine, be on the front lines. Yes, I think this is how it should be. And people most likely will agree with this. But think about what Trump and the rest can see. They can see the board now. All the people that were telling Trump what he wanted to hear, he's going to watch their actions. How did they react to this bill? What did they do? Because if you're going to drain the swamp and you're going to remove all these people, you need to point them out. You need to know who the good guys are, the bad guys. And some people pretend for quite a while, and then all of a sudden they turn. And this is what people are seeing. Tommy Tuberville put this out and said, Washington, D.C. is nothing but organized grab ass. The swamp and the media work hand in hand to screw the taxpayers every single chance they get. Rand Paul said this, Speaker Johnson and the Uniparty are united behind their laundry list of bad ideas, from borrowing $95 billion from China to send it to other countries to killing a FISA warrant requirement. They're ticking all the boxes to put America last. If you notice, they're using the word Uniparty right now. When was the last time you heard these people use Uniparty? When it was business as usual and it was just a normal election year? Or did they say, oh, Republicans on one side? Yeah, they might have used the term rhino, but now they're just saying Uniparty. Isn't that interesting? But the other part that's really interesting is that the D's took ownership of it all. Jack Pozo put this out next and said, Chuck Schumer was just on the Senate floor bragging to other members about Speaker Johnson giving Democrats everything they wanted in Ukraine and foreign aid packages. So he's out there telling everyone, this is fantastic. We're getting everything we want. We can stop the war. We can help the war. We can make things better with all this money. Now, we know what the money's used for. It's for money laundering. Is it not going to help the war or do anything like that? It's really money laundering. Nancy Pelosi was being interviewed, and Ultra Pepe Lives Matters put this out and said the following. An intoxicated Nancy Pelosi is on CNN praising Mike Johnson's tremendous courage for not falling for Russian propaganda. The fact that she is praising that Mike Johnson is doing tells you everything you need to know. She says that two leaders respected on both sides have said that Russian propaganda has infiltrated Republicans. Where she is completely wrong is that neither leaders are respected. In fact, I respect very few people in politics, and my respect is only waning by the minute. Maybe that was the plan all along, to expose the Uniparty in full view for all to see, because that is definitely happening now in spades. Ah, you think that was the plan? Absolutely. CIA Burns, he has warned Ukraine could lose the war against Russia by the end of the year if the U.S. doesn't send more military assistance. What do you think is going to happen when the money goes to Ukraine? Do you think the war is going to get any better? It's going to get worse. You see, the D's, they now have total ownership. As the war progresses, and Trump, he's going to tell everyone, look what they've done here. They have full ownership right now. And Trump, he's pointing the finger at Europe. He's saying, why should we pay? See, remember, this is an issues campaign. Trump is saying, why should the United States pay? Europe should be paying for all of this. This is what he put out on Truth. Why isn't Europe giving more money to help Ukraine? Why is it that the United States is over $100 billion into the Ukraine war, more than Europe, and we have an ocean between us as separation? Why can't Europe equalize or match the money put in by the United States of America in order to help a country in desperate need? As everyone agrees, Ukrainian survival and strength should be much more important to Europe than to us. But it is also important to us. Get moving, Europe. In addition, I'm the only one who speaks for me. And while it is a total mess caused by Crooked Joe Biden and the incompetent Democrats, if I were president, this war would have never started. And he's absolutely right. And that's making people think, yeah, why are we paying for all this? And Wokeness put this out and said, every time a multi-billion dollar foreign aid package passes Congress, remember, we cannot afford a $5 billion border wall. Remember when they said, oh, we can't afford that. That's way too much money. What are people seeing every single day? Wait a minute. They're not building the wall. Actually, the wall was already paid for. They're not building the wall, but they're sending all the money other places to actually protect the borders there. Truth Teller pretty much sums it up. Some patriots do not know the system, the aim, the war, or maybe they lose sight of it often. They think we are trying to fix Congress. They think we are trying to stop the system collapse under Biden. No, the aim is exposure. We literally get knocked in the Senate any bill we try, always will. Let's not be confused. It must be this way. Monday will be printed. Two-tier justice will happen and the border will get worse. Ultimately, maybe an invasion from within in the menu as the main entree. Patriots, relax. Even a next speaker and another next speaker will have the system collapse. Nothing can stop that. Both sides have it in their cards. The music will stop, and it will stop under the swamp's control. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Absolutely. And really think about it. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? And for those people who think that nobody's getting it, well, if you're listening to this, you're probably getting it. And there's a lot of people that are waking up right now. And I want to play a recording of an individual who's losing patience on all of this. And there is cursing in it, but just take a listen, because he mentions the Uniparty, he mentions the Fed, and he's starting to understand that, yeah, you know something? This system does not work for we the people. So he's getting it. Take a listen.
Explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over 3 times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live.
Explain it.
And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys.
No, it's not the goal. It should not be
our standard.
Agreed. Should not be our standard.
I'm so fucking tired of people being complacent with this uniparty, both of them fucking us over. When my parents were my age, they both made less than half of what I make, and they lived alone. I cannot afford to live anywhere alone. A one-bedroom apartment, $1,800. Two-bedroom apartment.
This generation is locked out of living on their own.
Who the fuck can afford that? It is embarrassing to come out and say that it is a struggle to survive right now. But
I'm sorry, dude.
So
I feel for you.
People are struggling. And do not get me started on what my grandparents were doing. They, $3,000 house. And yes, I understand inflation and all of the bullshit that they have been pulling with the Fed. Why are we allowing it?
Why are we allowing it?
And then I clock out of my shift. I am
big
tired.
One coming up here.
I have to go home. And I check the news. Another 60 fucking billion to a country nobody can figure out on a map. What are we doing? Where has the plot gone? We have lost it, folks. We have fucking lost it. The American dream is dead. It is
that's sad.
Gone.
That is sad.
Forgotten.
So the people of this country, they're starting to put it all together. And if you think he's the only guy, no, there's a lot of people out there, because all you got to do is look at Trump. When he goes anywhere, he has thousands, tens of thousands of people in his rally. And if you notice, Biden has no one. And once again, this is what people could see very, very clearly. Remember, the entire mission is to expose the tyrannical government, the criminal system that took over our country. The people must want it back, because if people don't want it back, well, then how are they going to take it back? If they don't take it back, then what's the whole point of all this? The people must want the country back. They must become uncomfortable. They must become pissed off. They must see it, because once they see it, that's when people do things. That's when people say, oh, I can't sit here on my butt anymore. I have to stop this. And this is what people are doing now. People are talking to others. Even the D's are starting to wake up. I mean, let's go back in time. When we talk about misinformation and disinformation, remember COVID? Well, the deep state at that time, where they had a lot more control, they used, through the fake news, they used misinformation and disinformation against Trump. Trump was trying to do the right thing. And when people say, oh, what did he do? Well, he mentioned hydroxychloroquine multiple times. He actually took hydroxychloroquine multiple times. Do you know if we had hydroxychloroquine and the fake news, the fake doctors, the corrupt medical system, if they really cared about the American people, they would have used hydroxychloroquine. But then again, the pharmaceutical companies, they wouldn't be able to inject everyone with a bioweapon. Then again, they wouldn't be able to make billions of dollars. Then again, they wouldn't have depopulation. They wouldn't be able to make everyone sick and then sell more drugs to try to cure what they caused. But if we go back in time, Trump let everyone know. He let everyone know that there is an effective treatment, not just for COVID, but for flu and many other things. Take a listen.
They use the hydroxychloroquine, and they can also do it with Z-Pak, subject to your doctor's approval and all of that. But I hope they use it, because I'll tell you what do you have to lose? In some cases, they're in bad shape. What do you have to lose? It's been out there for a long time, and I hope they use it. And they're going to look at the with doctors, work with doctors, get what you have to get. But we have it stockpiled, and it's we have a lot of it. And one of the reasons that I keep talking about hydroxychloroquine is that the question that nobody ever asks, and the question that I most hate the answer to, is what happens if you do have a ventilator? What are your chances? And I just hope that hydroxychloroquine wins, coupled with perhaps the Z-Pak, as we call it, dependent totally on your doctors and the doctors there. Because you know the answer to that question. If you do have the ventilator, you know the answer to that question. And I hate giving the answer. So I don't want to get them there. I don't want to get them there. There's a possibility. And I say it. What do you have to lose? I'll say it again. What do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it. But it's their choice. And it's their doctor's choice or the doctors in the hospital. But hydroxychloroquine, try it if you'd like. The other thing, if you have a heart condition, I understand, probably you stay away from the Z-Pak. But that's an antibiotic. It can clean out the lungs. The lungs are a point of attack for this horrible virus. But when you have a ventilator, don't ask the answer because I hate it. If you have it and it's working beautifully, I don't like the answer because it's not a very high percentage. So I want to keep them out of ventilators. I want to keep them. If this drug works, it will be not a game changer, because that's not a nice enough term. It will be wonderful. It'll be so beautiful. It'll be a gift from heaven if it works, because when people go into those ventilators, you know the answers, I know the answers, and I'm glad you don't write about it.
But again, the people, they had to make their own decision. There are many people that decided to go get hydroxychloroquine. There's many people that decided to use ivermectin. And there were many people that believed the fake news. But you could see that that's all turning around. Since COVID, the fake news, they have lost their people. They have lost the narrative. The deep state have lost the people. Sometimes you must show the people, and the people need to make their own decisions. You had both sides telling you what needs to be done. It was up to every individual to do their research and to understand. There were millions of people that decided, you know something, I'm not taking the bioweapon. And there were others that were scared out of their minds that didn't want to think logically and just reacted. And that's what the deep state was hoping for. So this time around, when things get really scary, when things look like they're falling apart and the world is collapsing, sit back and think logically. Remove the fear. Think about what the mission is. Remember, this is an information war. And yes, you might see physical things happen. But remember, the deep state players, they like to use an invisible event, just like a virus. Did you see it? Do you know it was around you? No, they told you it was. And if you believed him, you believed it. The people that didn't believe it, they weren't afraid. They went about their business. They didn't listen to what they were saying. So when you hear of a cyber attack, and we'll be talking about that in just a sec, because we just had a 9/11 outage and they're blaming it on a cyber attack. Isn't that interesting that they're starting to ramp this up already? So when you hear of a cyber attack, once again, do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you know where it is? No, it's invisible. It's much easier to have an event that is worldwide if you don't see it. It's much easier to do that than to have a physical event like an explosion or something like that, because then you see it. And it's much easier to show off a couple places, like a little power over there, little communications over there, to make you think that something's happening when it really isn't. And yes, this is what they're going to try to do. And yes, you're seeing the illegals in all different areas, and you see that all those blue cities, all those blue states, they're allowing the illegals to do whatever they want. That's why crime is skyrocketing. They're releasing these people, just like they released Lake and Riley's murderer. Remember, when they look at an individual in this country, a U.S. citizen, a law-abiding citizen, when they see a law-abiding citizen take down an illegal, take down Antifa, you know what they're seeing? How dare you go after our people? They see you as the criminal because you're going after their people. You're hurting their people. You're going after their people. So they see you as the criminal. They see you as the problem. That's how they see the American population. Don't you dare touch our people. We're bringing them in here. Let them do what they want. If you try to stop them, well, you are the criminal now. That's how they're seeing it. And you could see in the blue cities, crime is just completely out of control. And we know what the solution is. It's very, very easy. Just look at El Salvador. They built prisons. The president built prisons. And what did he do? He took all the gang members, all these people, and he threw them into prison. And they had their murder rate plummet by 70%. And now it stands at 2.4 per 100,000 in 2023, making it the second lowest in the Americas, just behind Canada. Think about that for a second. The solution is very, very easy. And what has Trump been saying? We're going to deport. We're going to arrest. Absolutely. But people needed to see this in their areas. Do you still like the crime? Do you still like their agenda in LA, in Chicago, in New York? Is everyone happy there? Do you like the D's policies? No, most of the people are saying absolutely not. The people are getting pissed off. Why do you think the people are coming to Trump's side? And why do you think the deep state is trying to get rid of him? Because this is not another four-year election. This is a crossroads in history. It's the Second Revolutionary War. It's, do the people take back this country, or do we allow the deep state to take control and destroy it? That's the decision the colonists had to make when the British were invading. Well, I hate to say it, we have been invaded by a tyrannical criminal syndicate, and they set up shop here. And now the decision is, do we take this country back? And for those people that are sleeping, those people that don't know what's going on, they must understand what they're fighting for. And the only way to make them understand what they're fighting for is to take it all away from them. Just like the British government at the time, they were taking the freedom away from the colonists. And the colonists said, absolutely not. We're not going to do this. They tried to have negotiations, but the bullies, the tyrannical government, they will never come to an agreement that benefits the people. They only want it one-sided. They only see black and white. It's either our way or there's no way. That's how the Biden administration sees it. That's how the criminal syndicate sees it. That's how Obama sees it. Who do you think is running the show here? We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But you can see the deep state players, they're going after Trump with everything that they have. And we know the hush money trial is coming up. They're picking jurors right now. And the deep state, the fake news, are trying to convince us that this is going to be a fair trial, which we know it's not. It's a show trial. But Politico put out an article saying two of Trump's jurors are lawyers. Would they acquit on a technicality? So they're trying to convince everyone with this that, don't worry, this is going to be fair, because Trump, he's got two jurors that are lawyers. Once again, it's smoke and mirrors. Katie Fang put this out and said, per the pool inside of the courtroom, 57 of the group of 96 prospective jurors have self-identified as being unable to sit on a Trump's jury because they cannot be fair and impartial. They have been excused. Wow. That's a huge amount of individuals that are completely against Trump. I wonder who they're actually bringing in. Do you think they're looking at their political affiliation? Most likely, yes. Are they looking at the mentally insane? Most likely, yes. Because those are the people that they want. You think they're going to bring in people that say, you know what? I don't like the way which way the country's headed. I don't like what's happening here. No, they're not going to bring those people in. And you could see this is why they can't decide on the jurors, because, again, Trump is not going to get a fair trial here. And I think Trump is pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing Judge Merchant to say, throw me in jail. I dare you. Do it. Because Trump knows what's going to happen if that happens. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does throw him in jail, which is actually going to make his poll numbers go up. He's going to sell a lot of products. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. And it's going to destroy the deep state even further. But you can see the deep state players, they're planning and getting ready to cheat in the elections, and they're using all different tactics like we've been discussing. America's for Public Trust put this out and said, American elections should be for Americans, not for foreign billionaires influencing our politics. That's why we released our new report detailing how foreign nationals use dark money to influence our elections and what can be done to stop them. Swiss billionaire Hans-Georg Weiss' influence on our elections begins with the $243 million he has funneled to the dark money group 1630 Fund. 1630 then turned around and invested nearly $100 million to fund ballot issue campaigns across 25 states over the last decade. This spending is often concentrated in presidential battleground states as Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, states with competitive U.S. Senate races like Colorado, Missouri, and Nevada. Why would Weiss even be interested in ballot measures? By his own words, he wants to reinterpret the American Constitution in the light of progressive politics. Despite the ban on foreign nationals donating to political candidates and PACs, there is currently no federal law preventing foreigners from donating to ballot committees, which is why closing the foreign influence loophole is so important. Absolutely. Yeah, who created all of this? Yeah, you know the deep state did. And you know the deep state, what they're doing with the illegals that are coming in. They want them to register to vote. This is why Ed Wokeness put it out saying, wow, look at all these people that are registering. They're using social security numbers to register, and they have no photo ID. But that was stopped or paused, or they weren't reporting it, when Ed Wokeness showed everyone what they were doing. Arizona right now, they're allowing illegals to cast votes in Arizona. So once again, they're trying to allow all of these illegals to register because they want them to receive what? The mail-in ballots. So once again, we cannot have an election that is run by the deep state players. The Smartmatic machines, the Dominion machines, the ballots, They control it all. Now, yes, can we have enough people to override their system? I do believe we can. And I don't think the deep state players will most likely allow that. Because once they realize, and they have their internal polls, once they realize, holy crap, look how many people Trump has. I mean, Trump mentioned he has 200 million people behind him. What happens when he has 250? What happens when he has 90% of the people behind him? Do you think they can cheat in the election? Is it going to be very, very difficult? Yeah, I think they're going to look at this and go, holy crap. Yes, I know we control the elections. Yes, I know we have our cheating systems, but it's not going to work because people are going to notice that this, all the numbers don't make sense. How are we going to show that, hey, this makes sense? Trump having, you know, 70, 80 million people, yes, they were able to pull that off. Even the numbers still didn't make sense. But this time around, this is going to be very, very difficult. And this is why I do believe they're getting prepared and ready to use a cyber attack or something to postpone the election. I do believe it's going to be a cyber attack. And you could see they're already building up the idea that the white supremacists, which is the everyday American person, because that's what they call us. They call us domestic terrorists, white supremacists, MAGA extremists, you name it. That's what they call the people here. Just like out in the Middle East, they called all those people that were attacking the puppet government there, Al-Qaeda. See, those were the people that didn't want the puppet government in their country. So since they were called Al-Qaeda, Obama was allowed to use drones to bomb those people, to keep them back. They're doing the same thing here. Puppet government was installed. They're calling us terrorists. What are they doing to terrorists? They're arresting people. They're debanking people. They're doing everything they possibly can to shut the people up. They're censoring people. So this is how they see us. They see their illegals as their people. They see the American people as the enemy. The fake news sees the American people as their enemy. So when they go ahead and they pause the election or something happens, I do believe they're going to try to make it look like the American people, the people that support Trump, they're very, very angry about this. Because remember, when they pause the election, they're not just going to say, okay, we paused it. Oh, wait, now we can use paper. That's going to happen in a couple hours. I do believe they're going to try to make it look like the people are pissed off and angry. And what's very interesting is Amoland News put this out and said, internal documents show FBI is worried about white supremacists teaming up with the Islamic extremists. Wait, what? So let's see. We saw the Islamic State do something in Russia. The FBI's been warning that the Islamic State is here, and they're saying that the white supremacists are going to join up with the Islamic extremists. Does that mean they're going to have the Patriot Front group, which is controlled by the FBI, and the Islamic State is controlled by the CIA? Do you think they're going to team up and they're going to try to make it look like it's the Trump supporters that are creating the chaos? It's starting to seem that way. And it looks like they're prepping everything for a cyber attack. There's a cyber attack that hit the New York State government bill drafting office. And right now, they're looking into it. And we just had the 9/11 call services mysteriously go down in four states at the same time. Actually, people are saying now it's eight states. The Patriot Voice put this out and said, ABC News just today came out with an article called Emergency Services, a Likely Target for Cyber Attacks, warns DHS. You couldn't even make this up if you tried. Ransomware attacks have disrupted the networks of police department and 911 call center operations. The bulletin continued putting computer-aided dispatching services out of commission and forcing emergency service to revert to manual dispatching to sustain their operations. This article was published at 1:05 p.m., literally only hours ago. Now, the official narrative is that some fiber line that supposedly controls the 9/11 emergency services for eight states was somehow mysteriously cut. I do not believe that for a second. They think we're stupid. Remember, they always tell you what is coming in one way or another. Prepare, because if they are playing games like this, something big is definitely coming down the pike. Absolutely. And it looks like the states that were affected were South Dakota, Nebraska, Texas, Nevada, Florida, Kentucky, Iowa, and Wisconsin. So that is very, very interesting that all of this has happened. So are they building the idea that, yes, we're going to see problems like this moving forward? Are they pushing the narrative of cyber attack? I do believe so. And I do believe as time goes on, you're going to see a lot more of this. But once again, the deep state players, they're going to become desperate in the end. Why? Because Trump, he has all the leverage. People, more and more people are coming to his side. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he has met with the Poland president Duda in Trump Tower. Very, very interesting. Is it odd that a former president is meeting the presidents of all different countries, Viktor Orban, Duda, and many others? Or is he something more? I do believe he's something more. And yes, Trump is campaigning in New York. Trump is meeting people in New York. Actually, Trump wants the people of New York to see all of this play out. Because how do you get New York on your side? I do believe this is part of his campaign. It's an issues campaign, and he's winning. And yes, he's going after the D's in all of these cities. Remember, the Democratic Party, the deep state players, they have actually taken control over all these cities. Trump, if you notice, he's going to all these cities and he's showing the people the truth. And the people, they're seeing it all play out. And it is working because Biden, when he goes places, like he went to Pennsylvania, he tried to do the exact same thing that Trump did by going to a gas station. All the people ignored him. Nobody was there. Very few people. When Trump goes into a place, people surround him. People want to hug him. That is the difference, and you could see it's working. And what's very interesting is that a reporter asked Biden, he said, how come when I drive down the streets in Pennsylvania, all I see is Trump signs and I don't see your sign? Biden said, you're driving down the wrong streets. Really? That's his answer? But I think Biden, he pretty much summed it up because he actually said this. He says, I never thought I'd see big Trump signs. And in the middle, it says F Biden and a little kid standing, giving me the finger. I mean, that just shows you that the people are not with him. The people are with Trump and the people are angry. And as he comes out of D.C., he's seeing more and more of this. Now, his handlers, they understand this, but they don't care because remember, with the elections, they know they cheat. They know they install people. And that's what they're going to try to do. And when you look at Biden and Trump side by side in a video, you can see the difference. Trump's in New York. You see the crowds. Biden's in Pennsylvania. There's just a couple people there. Nobody's getting up. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody cares, which means Trump is winning the information war. The people are winning the information war. And what's very interesting is that James O'Keefe, he went undercover, once again, not him personally, and he actually had Tyler Robinson, a special advisor of the United States Small Business Administration, and he revealed that Biden isn't running the show. And he said there are many people that are involved in this, and Jeff Zients is the second most powerful person in D.C. Robinson also revealed that Biden's shadow cabinet of advisors, which includes Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and according to Robinson, Hillary Clinton is close to people in the White House, such as the director of domestic policy counsel, Neera Tanden, a former employee of Hillary Clinton, and uses them to influence policy. She does a lot of the international stuff. They have like the Clinton Initiative, he added. So Obama is running it. Hillary Clinton is running it. And they're telling everyone what to do. So everything that you're witnessing, everything that you're seeing is their policies. You think Obama is coming front and center? You think Hillary Clinton? Absolutely. And remember, everything that you're witnessing right now is the exposure phase to wake the people up. We're not finished with this yet. This is a war. You don't just say, hey, the war's over. We won. We have to fight out the war. The people, they must come to the realization that, hey, if we don't do something, this is all lost. I think Clandestine sums this all up on X. And he says, the way I see it, it doesn't matter what Congress does between now and January 2025. It doesn't matter where they send our money. It's already stolen. Once it's in their hands, it's gone. It's not coming back to us. Nothing changes until an unprecedented reckoning happens in D.C. He's absolutely right. And yes, that is coming. But first, the people must see the enemy. If you don't see the enemy and you don't understand who the enemy is, we won't be able to take back the country. And for some people, it has to get pretty bad. Remember, the people that are seeing it right now, they've been awake for quite a while. And all they're watching right now is everything completely and utterly falling apart. Think about the rest of the country that never believes or can't believe or don't want to believe. They have to be pushed very, very hard. And as they're pushed, the other people that are awake, they're seeing it and they're getting upset, even more upset, saying, holy crap, it's just all falling apart. But remember, this is not for you. This is for those people that are deep, deep, deep in their sleep. They must hit the precipice and they must fight back. You're just experiencing it. You want it to be all over. You want to say, oh God, we won. But even when we do win and we won, we elect Trump, you think the deep state just disappears? No, they don't. The enemy never disappears. The enemy just doesn't go back into hiding and everything's great and we arrest them all. The enemy will always be there. They'll always try to come back. Actually, our founding fathers have told us this. Listen, we've given you 200 years of freedom, actually a little bit more. Once again, you'll have to fight for this. The same thing is going to happen after Trump. They will continually try to come back. And we have to be on our guard every single day so this never, ever happens again. And I do believe Scavino sent a message, and it's a video, 7 seconds long, on an aircraft carrier. The timestamp is 10:38, and a jet looks like it goes supersonic, and all of a sudden you hear a boom. And that brings me to post 10:38. It says, booms en route. Down below it says, device hold, comm transfer castle, chatter, rig for silent, Q+. Let's move to post 1181, April 19, 2018. Down below it says, we have everything. How can we use what we know? How do you illegally inject, make public, use as evidence? What are you witnessing unfold? Trust the plan. And remember, the tactic that Trump and the Patriots and the military have taken right now has never been done before. And this is a counterinsurgency like none other. And actually, post 482 and post 4511 actually explained it. Here's post 482, May 3rd, 2020. Never in our history has this been attempted. Patriots worldwide simply needed a spark to reignite the engine for humanity. Post 4511, June 20th, 2020. This has never been attempted. Use of general public to counter the narrative propaganda push by control media. Analysis, start to now, indicates situational awareness, decoupling of MSDNC, control of information, channels 1 through 99 of general public expanding at massive pace. Attacks indicate can be defined as loss of generalized information control. Need to expend ammunition, muster network to defend and coordinate attacks to counter. Military-civilian alliance. Trump already, I do believe, already has the military. He got the military full control back on November 3rd, completed on January 6th, when they overthrew the United States government. Now, this next part of the plan, he needs the people to come into the fold. He needs the people to see the enemy. He needs the people to become uncomfortable. He needs the people to say, enough is enough. And for some, it takes a lot. And Trump has told us, World War III is coming, which means the things that you're witnessing, everything that's happening, is to expose the enemy and to wake people up. And to wake those people that are in a deep, deep sleep, it's got to get a lot worse because everyone wakes up at different times. Sometimes people need multiple slaps. So what you're witnessing right now is the war accelerating. And every time you see more of what's happening, that is the enemy being exposed. That's what you're witnessing. And it's people waking up. Because in the end, once Trump has the people and he gives the people the voice to take back the country, well, the deep state is doomed. They know it. Why do you think they came out saying, if he gets elected, we're all going to be arrested? They already know this. They already know they lost the people. They've lost the narrative. Trump just needs the people to see it all play out, and he needs the D's on his side. And he needs the people to have their voice. And I do believe this is why he's leading the deep state players down this path, so he can usher in paper ballots, usher in voter ID. Or if he can do it by overwhelming their system, yes, he'll do it that way too. But I don't believe the deep state's going to allow that. I don't think the deep state's going to say, holy crap, we can't cheat, so we'll just let him win. I think they're going to try to shut it all down. I mean, it'd be nice if we just overrode the system because there's just too many people and we just win the election and they don't do anything. That'd be great. But look what they did back in 2020. And this time around, it's worse for them. Do you really think they're just going to sit back? I don't think so. I think they're going to fight because they're fighting for their lives. They know what happens. And Trump knows what happens. And he's counting on the people. And I do believe the people, they're going to be behind him. We could see it. It's already happening. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN.